welcome to Tea and Strumpets, a Regency Romance Review. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Kelsey.
And welcome, listeners. It's 2023, and we are so glad that you decided to join us and hear about all the books that we're excited about that are coming out this year.
Yes, absolutely. There are a lot of books that are coming out. In fact, we actually had to pare down the list because we had too many books on our 23 books to look out for.
Yes, and I'm sure we've missed a lot of good ones. And
I think there's books that haven't even been announced with release dates. Yeah. So, I mean, we had to only pick books that have current release dates. I will say there were a lot of books that are coming out in 2024 that are like continuations of series we've been talking about. So already looking a year ahead, and it should be a good list.
Yeah. So the way that we choose these books is that we choose things that sound interesting to us. And that can be that the plot sounds interesting, the author is someone who we like, or usually a lot of the time, what we find that we're looking for now are books that are kind of challenging the traditional Regency rules and expanding the genre a little bit. So that's what I like to read. And so that's probably what you're going to see a lot of on our list.
Yes. I would say there's a good mix of new and interesting. There's a couple debut authors that we're featuring, others we haven't even talked about yet, but I just thought the book sounded interesting and unique. But yeah, so we are looking forward to some of these books. And this is by no means a comprehensive list. As it says in the title, we choose these because we can't wait. But of course, if you think we missed something that we would love, let us know. Our email is romancepod@gmail.com. And as we learned last year's, a lot of titles have their release dates changed. Wah, wah. Sometimes multiple times. Sometimes it's just a quick bump. Sometimes it's a long bump. And sometimes they don't come out at all as expected. So with that, we have some updates that we've been looking at for years now.
Yes. So we had Tessa Dare's Bride Bet on our list, I think, two years ago.
Yeah.
And there's still no update. It'll come out eventually. I know it will. But I'm not going to ask Tessa Dare about it. Like, she'll tell us when it's ready. And otherwise, you know, we looked into it, but there's no announcements from Julia Quinn, Lisa Kleypas, or Courtney Milan at this time for 2023 releases. There is a Julia Quinn and Shonda Rhimes collaboration about Young Queen Charlotte that is coming out this year, but I didn't feel like that was exactly kind of the types of book that we put on this list, although maybe it will be. So we'll find out.
Yes. So with that,
shall we take it away?
We shall. We are starting off the year in January. Yay, good month to start. Woo. So this month, on January 17th, A Love by Design by Elizabeth Everett, The Secret Scientists of London 3, is coming out. You couldn't design a better hero than the very eligible and extremely charming Earl Grantham. Unless, of course, you're Margaret Gault, who wants nothing to do with the man who broke her youthful heart. Widowed and determined, Margaret Gault has returned to Athena's retreat and the welcoming arms of her fellow secret scientists with an ambitious plan in mind to establish England's first woman-owned engineering firm. But from the moment she sets foot in London, her plans are threatened by greedy investors and, at literally every turn, the irritatingly attractive Earl Grantham, a man she can never forgive. George Willis, the Earl of Grantham, is thrilled that the woman he has loved since childhood has returned to London. Not as thrilling, however, is her decision to undertake an engineering commission from his political arch-nemesis. When Margaret's future and Grantham's parliamentary reforms come into conflict, Grantham must use every ounce of charm he possesses, along with his stunning good looks and flawless physique, of course, to win Margaret over to his cause. Facing obstacles seemingly too large to dismantle, will Grantham and Margaret remain forever disconnected, or can they find a way to bridge their differences, rekindle the passion of their youth, and construct a love built to last?
I love all these, like, STEM career ladies in the, you know, Regency, especially the Victorian era. It fits in the Victorian era. Like, there's so many fun, exciting things happening. I actually read a couple of contemporaries with scientists.
Me too. I'm really into the STEM romance novels right now.
Yeah. And so here we have one that fits our favorite time period. So
absolutely. And engineering. I think this one's really fascinating too, because I think that we talk a lot of like chemistry and we talk a lot of scientists, biology, archaeology. I think those are typically very Victorian. And to the fact that we are now focusing on engineering, I think that's really fascinating too.
Well, our second book now on the list is Instead of Harmony by Sarah Adrian. This is Diamond Dynasty number one. And this book is set to come out on Valentine's Day, February 14th, 2023. Best friends for life and death. Growing up in a love triangle, can they seize the chance at a happily ever after with long lost love? London, 1814. Rafi Kolnamus is a jeweler who can fix anything except for his own broken heart. Running away from loss catches up with him and he cannot even escape the past in his music. But when a second chance knocks on his door, can he find forgiveness and earn back the love of his life? Delilah, Lila, was the sweet girl next door until she was sent off in an arranged marriage to Rafi's best friend. Yet her heart remained with Rafi, whom she could never have. But when death changes her path, can she take control of her own life? As a jeweler, he's Rafi, but as a pianist, he's Raphael. Determined to honor his friendship and repair the chance with Lila, Rafi escapes to a hidden castle where new adventure awaits. Find out what Rafi finds instead of the harmony he strives for in his music in the sizzling first story of the Diamond Dynasty series. Ooh, that one. I love the idea of a jeweler.
I know. This sounds really, and he's a pianist on the side. Like, yes. Holy cow. I feel like they missed that in the first part of the description.
Okay, listeners, I'm going to jump in here to say that I cut something out, but Kelsey actually said that I found this book and I had it on the list and I had forgotten it. And I'm having this like reaction to it again of like how excited I am. So now I'm like definitely going to need to pre-order that one so I don't pass it. So it doesn't pass me by.
Absolutely. No, it sounds really interesting and new author for me at least. So fun times.
Oh no. Should we save her for November? No, that's too long.
Too long await. All right. Our next book is also a February release, and this is The Counterfeit Scandal by Lorraine Heath, The Chessmen, Masters of Seduction 1. And this is scheduled to come out February 21st, 2023. Born into an aristocratic family yearning for a life beyond society's strictures, Marguerite Daisy Townsend is an enterprising sleuth. Hired to obtain proof of a wife's infidelity, she secures a position in the household of the woman's lover, never expecting to be lured into the seductive blackguard's arms herself. Devilishly handsome, David Blackwood, known widely as Bishop, quickly realizes the enticing maid is interested in far more than dusting. She aims to uncover his sins. Although tempted by the dangerous beauty, he can't risk her learning the truth. His affairs are chaste. As a boy who witnessed his mother's abusive relationship, Bishop now helps desperate wives escape unhappy marriages. Yet when he is accused of murdering the husband of a paramour, he is forced to seek Daisy's assistance in proving his innocence. As their perilous search draws them into a web of deceits, they can no longer deny their simmering desire. Once secrets are revealed, will Daisy's counterfeit scoundrel give up the scandalous games he plays and surrender his heart into her keeping?
Oh my gosh.
I love Lorraine Heath and I'm so excited for this.
I have literally, like, this description has me grinning from ear to ear. I love everything about this. Like, okay, it reminds me a lot of the Amanda Quicks that I'm so obsessed with right now, where like they have to get together and solve a crime. Yeah. And like, I just love that. Also, like, known widely as Bishop. Oh my God.
Well, there's the Chessmen. There. I think there was like a reference to them in her other series that just finished because like there was, I think, some little crossover. But yeah, basically, like, if I remember correctly, they all have like chess nicknames.
It should not be that steamy, but it is. Anyhow, I am so excited about this. Again, okay, I know that's going to be the whole
list. We're just going to say that the whole time. I mean, we're excited about all the books. We caveated that at the beginning of the episode, but we're going to squeal a little bit, okay?
Yes. Well, and our next book is Never Seduce a Duke by Vivian Lorett, The Mating Habits of Scoundrels number 5. And that comes out also on February 21st, 2023. After being jilted, Margaret again. No, sorry, we had Marguerite.
Yes.
Last time. Margaret Did we have a Margaret before that, though?
I don't know. Maybe Margaret's the year of the name of the year.
The first one okay, was Margaret as well. Okay. Margaret Stredwick has sworn off men and marriage. What she needs is a holiday, but a detour along the way takes a surprising turn that leads Meg to him. Soon she starts to wonder if she should indulge in one grand flirtation before she's firmly on the shelf. The instant Lucian Ambrose, Duke of Merleton, finds a strange woman touring the halls of his ancient estate, he knows the minx is up to something. So when a family heirloom is stolen, it's clear who the culprit is. She may tempt him beyond reason, but he isn't about to let her get away, even if he has to chase her across the continent. Meg never imagined that anyone would mistake her for a notorious thief, known for seducing men to distraction. It's the most thrilling thing ever. She eagerly plays along until she finds herself falling in love with a man who has no idea who she really is. And by the time she returns to her ordinary life, she discovers that her grand flirtation won't be secret for long. Apparently, she's brought home an unexpected souvenir. We haven't had an unexpected pregnancy trope in a while. No. So that'll be an interesting one to get to read.
Yeah, especially since, like, I've been reading a lot of books, and I think that the description, I think, captures maybe the first, like, third of the book, and then it has nothing about the rest of it. So I'm wondering how soon, like, how fast-paced this first part will go. And then she's like, oh, no. And then is she hiding it from him? Does she have to tell him? I'm very intrigued.
Yes. Well, I can't be more excited for the next book.
No.
So, Kelsey, take it away.
We've been waiting for this one for a while. We really loved the first one. And now we have The Portrait of a Duchess by Scarlett Peckham, Society of Sirens, number 2. Woo. And it will be coming out March 7th, 2023. The scandalous women of the Society of Sirens are back with an explosive secret. Their ranks include a duchess in disguise. Once upon a time, she married in secret. An activist painter of radicals and harlots, Cornelia Ludgate dismisses love and marriage as threats to freedom. But when an inheritance gives her the chance to fund the cause of women's rights on the condition she must wed, she is forced to reveal a secret. She's already married to a man she hasn't seen for 20 years. Oh, I love a reunited. I love reunited couples. Oh, and her husband is a duke.
Whoops.
You know. A horse breeder with a clandestine taste for revolution, Rafe Goodwood. Goodwood. Rafe Goodwood never expected. God, we're never going to get through this. Okay. A horse breeder with a clandestine taste for revolution, Rafe Goodwood never expected to become a duke. But now that the title is his, he is plotting to shock the ruling class of... He is plotting to shock the ruling class with ambitions of reform and reveal the infamous Cornelia is his duchess. That just presents one problem. He must not fall in love with her. Again. Now they must resist the temptation to rekindle an affair. Although determined not to sacrifice her principles for passion, Cornelia is still drawn to the man whose very being threatens her independence. Hurt too many times, Rafe can't risk love again, especially with the woman who once shattered his heart. But a conspiracy to upend the inequalities of the aristocracy bring Cornelia and Rafe closer, forcing them to finally decide what and who they hold dear.
I'm just so excited for this book. I really loved the first book, obviously. That's The Rake Hess. And I named my daughter Serafina, which is the same character's name in The Rake Hess. I didn't – I'm going to say this. I didn't name her after the character, but I fell in love with the name reading it on that page. So I just – I really, like, have something special with these books. But first of all, I need to talk about Rafe because – so many books I have read that as Rafi or Rafe or something, and there's this big Rafe or Rafi, but it is Rafe. You were totally right. I just like still look at it and go like
Rafi's in the one that we just talked about a little while ago.
I know. But anyhow, so. But also, listeners, you should really seek out the cover of this book. It's glorious. It's just wonderful. And if The Rake Hess was not for you, Scarlett Peckham has stated very clearly that this is not angsty like that one was. So it's just a different tone, this book. It's a lot lighter.
Well, it's a second chance romance, which I think isn't always – well, I think typically second chance romances aren't angsty because – there's already a history there.
Yeah. So anyhow, I'm really excited for this book. And Cornelia is Black. So we're going to have a Black Duchess. So hell yeah.
Excellent. I'm really excited about this book.
But now we have another book to exclaim our excitement multiple times over.
Oh my God. Drinking game. Take a shot every time we say excited. You'll be drunk before we get to halftime.
So this one is The Secret Lives of Country Gentlemen by K.J. Charles. And this is a standalone book, or perhaps the beginning of a series, but probably a standalone. And this is out March 7th, 2023. Abandoned by his father, Gareth Inglis grew up lonely, prickly, and well used to disappointment. Still, he longs for a connection. When he meets a charming stranger, he falls head over heels until everything goes wrong and he's left alone again. Then Gareth's father dies, turning the shabby London clerk into Sir Gareth with a grand house on the remote Romney Marsh and a family he doesn't know. The Marsh is another world, a strange, empty place notorious for its ruthless gangs of smugglers, and one of them is dangerously familiar. Joss Doomsday has run the Doomsday smuggling clan since he was a boy. When the new baronet, his old lover, agrees to testify against Joss's sister, Joss acts fast to stop him. Their reunion is anything but happy, yet after the dust settles, neither can stay away. Soon, all Joss and Gareth want is the chance to be together, but the bleak, bare marsh holds deadly secrets. And when Gareth finds himself threatened from every side, the gentleman and the smuggler must trust one another, not just with their hearts, but with their lives.
Cute!
Ooh, intrigue and smuggling!
Yeah, I know. I was really happy to see a new K.J. Charles coming out because really like this author. And so really fun to see one coming out and at the beginning of the year. So yay!
Yes. Well, Kelsey, before we finish our first half of the list that we're doing this episode, oops, I don't think that we said that at the beginning. shall we adjourn to the parlor?
We shall.
It's a new year. It's 2023. And so as many people do, we have set some new goals for our podcast and also for our Patreon. So we're going to talk to you about both of those today here in the parlor. First, we'll talk to you about our Patreon. We were so blown away with all the support you guys gave us starting our Patreon last year. And our next goal is community-based. We're hoping to build up our community of patrons, and we only need a few of you to get to our first goal. So our first goal this year is to get 25 patrons on our Patreon, and we only need a handful of you to do that.
Yes, we've already got quite a lot of you, and we thank you so much for your generosity. And being a patron for us starts as low as $3 a month. You can join the ton for $3, in which you'll get a handwritten thank you, as well as a sticker and a bookmark.
Yes, and of course, our undying love and gratitude and all those other wonderful things. And you'll have access to our other Patreon posts that includes, I believe there's actually a Bridgerton Thoughts episode that's on there for all of our patrons, all of our author extras that our subscribers got in the past. Those are all available on our Patreon for our patrons to view. And so for less than the price of a Starbucks coffee per month, you can support your favorite Regency Romance podcast and help us reach our next goal. And when we reach that goal, the reward for that is that we're going to do a special episode just for our patrons. And our patrons will have the opportunity to vote for what book we do for the Patreon-specific episode from the list of books that we chose last year on our 2022 books we just can't wait for. So we'll come up with a short list of books there, and then our patrons will all get to vote for what book they want, and then we will record a special Patreon patrons only episode for you guys there. So if you'd like to join us on Patreon, again, for as little as $3 a month, that's patreon.com/T as in Tom, N as in Nancy, Strumpets.
Also, for our podcast goals, we have our listener survey that we would love you guys to fill out. This is just to get a little bit more feedback from you, our listeners. We're really targeting to get some advertisers, but we want to make sure that it's relevant to you. So you can check that out at bit.ly/TNS2022 survey.
And we will be sure to link that in the show notes. But yeah, that listener survey should only take you a couple of minutes. And if you choose to fill that out, you can also add your details for a chance to win a little swag pack from us in thanks for that. We've already gotten a lot of responses and it's so wonderful to see. It's really interesting too. So we really thank you for your time and of course, your support.
And if you want to find us anywhere else, you can check us out on the social medias at T as in Tom, N as in Nancy, Strumpets. Okay, and we're back. Continuing on our list of books for 2023, we have The Countess by Sophie Jordan, Scandalous Ladies of London, number one. And this will be out March 28th. My husband is a good man. Just ask all the women he has bedded. Wealthy society maven Lady Gertrude knows how the world works. If her husband is less than faithful, it's an acceptable price to pay for her coveted position at the apex of London's most fashionable set. No exclusive soiree or lavish ball is complete without her and her group of decadent, well-connected friends. And this season promises more excitement than usual. True is launching her daughter into society, helping her navigate the cutthroat marriage mart, complete with fortune hunters, jealous debutantes, and malicious gossips. As skilled as True is at playing the high-stakes games of the ton, she never expected to meet her match until Jasper Thorne begins to court her daughter. Jasper needs a titled bride, but when he meets True, all his carefully laid plans go up in smoke. The attraction between True and Jasper is undeniable and unacceptable. To indulge in an affair with her daughter's suitor would be ruinous. If it becomes public, she'll never survive the scandal. Especially if it becomes clear that he wants more than one night. He wants the impossible. He wants forever. A sizzling story of scandalous ladies, irresistible temptation, and the dangers and joys of being true to yourself.
I love this. What in the world? Like, oh my gosh.
I don't think I've ever read a story where, like, the mom ends up with the, like, daughter's suitor. It's like, you know, maybe it's, like, the spinster cousin or, like, the maid or something like that, but never the mother.
I want to see how this one plays out. I'm just like, how? How does this work? What is this like? I'm excited.
Yes.
And next, we have Anna Maria and the Fox by Liliana De La Rosa. And this is set to come out April 4th, 2023. A forbidden love between a Mexican heiress and a shrewd British politician makes for a tantalizing Victorian season. Anna Maria Luna Valdez has strived to be the perfect daughter, the perfect niece, and the perfect representative of the powerful Luna family. So when Anna Maria is secretly sent to London with her sisters to seek refuge from the French occupation of Mexico, she experiences her first taste of freedom far from the judgmental eyes of her domineering father. If only she could ignore the piercing looks she receives across ballroom floors from the austere Mr. Fox. Gideon Fox elevated himself from the London gutters by chasing his burning desire for more, more opportunities, more choices for everyone. Now, as a member of Parliament, Gideon is on the cusp of securing the votes he needs to put forth a measure to abolish the Atlantic slave trade once and for all, a cause that is close to his heart as he is the grandson of a formerly enslaved woman. The charmingly vexing Anna Maria is a distraction he must ignore. But when Anna Maria finds herself in the crosshairs of a nefarious nobleman with his own political agenda, Gideon knows he must offer his hand as protection. But will this Mexican heiress win his heart as well? Ah, I love this one too. It's just so interesting, you know, bringing in Mexico and the French occupation and like all these different cultures and classes. I'm just like, I'm so here for it. I think it makes for us such a more dynamic story and I love reading about it.
Yes, I was really intrigued by this. And once I read the description, I was like, oh yes, gotta add it to the list. Mm-hmm. All right, our next one is To Swoon and To Spar by Martha Waters, The Regency Vows 3. If you've heard, I've liked all the other books in this series, so we're excited for this one. It is coming out April 11th, 2023. Viscount Penvale has been working for years to buy back his ancestral home, Trethwick Abbey, from his estranged uncle. And he's so thrilled when his uncle announces that he is ready to sell, but with one major caveat. Penvale must marry his uncle's ward, Jane Spencer. When the two meet in London, neither is terribly impressed. Penvale finds Jane headstrong and sharp-tongued. Jane finds him cold and aloof. Nevertheless, they agree to a marriage in name only and return to the estate. There, Jane enlists her housekeeper for a scheme to stage a haunting so that Penvale will return to London, leaving her to do as she pleases at Trethwick Abbey. But Penvale is not as easily scared as his uncle, and as their time together increases, Jane realizes that she might not mind her husband's company all that much.
That's a fun one, trying to haunt her husband.
Yes. So the first book in this series is like, I think was a misunderstandings trope, so it wasn't my favorite. But the book before this one was really fun and, like, you know, quick-witted and, like, super fun. So I'm really excited to read this one.
Yeah, I think you and I, we just dislike misunderstandings tropes so much. This is going to be a sidebar. I've been reading the Cavan Sham series.
Oh my God. I read the whole thing too.
Okay. Well, I just finished number 5. I think there's only one more. There might be two more.
Yeah. There's 6, I think. Yeah.
Okay. So I have one more to go. And like number 5, I really loved the characters, but there was just like so many misunderstandings that just kept like happening. And they would talk about the misunderstanding soon, but it just took anyhow. It just like
I
took
mean,
the wind
I will
out of
say
my sails for that book.
Series, and it definitely had a lot of third act drama, and I'm like, no, third act, we go through everything together, and we fight the demons as good friends, not let it tear us apart. And like every one of those books, I will say, like third act happens, and I'm like, ah,
I know. Anyhow,
that's a separate story. I did like them anyway.
Yeah. Absolutely. We read all 6. But that was where I was going, is that like even if there's a misunderstandings trope, like if it's good writing and good characters, we get through it.
Yeah. No. And oftentimes it leads to other books in the series that aren't misunderstandings that are fabulous.
Yes. Speaking of fabulous, now we're going to talk about Something Spectacular by Alexis Hall. And this is, I believe, his follow-up to Something Fabulous, which I didn't read. So let's get on it, Zoe, because I loved A Lady for a Duke that came out last year that we did read. And this one comes out April 11th, 2023. Peggy Delancey's not at all ready to move on from her former flame, Arabella Tarleton. But Belle has her own plans for a love match, and she needs Peggy's help to make those plans a reality. Still hung up on her feelings and unable to deny Belle what she wants, Peggy reluctantly agrees to help her woo the famous and flamboyant opera singer Orfeo. She certainly doesn't expect to find common ground with a celebrated soprano, but when Peggy and Orfeo meet, a whole new flame is ignited that she can't ignore. Peggy finds an immediate kinship with Orfeo, a castrato who's just as nonconforming as she is and just as affected by their instant connection. They've never been able to find their own place in the world, but as the pair walks the line between friendship, flirtation, and something more, they may just find their place with each other. And there goes Alexis Hall writing brand new stories for us.
I'm so intrigued and wow, I can't wait.
Yeah, just showing us all the different types of love that have happened across all of the centuries. So I am really excited to read this book.
Me too. I'm also really excited for this next one, which is The Secret Society of Tea and Treason by India Holton, Dangerous Damsels 3, which is coming out on April 18th, 2023. Two rival spies must brave pirates, witches, and fake matrimony to save the queen. Known as Agent A, Alice is the top operative within the Agency of Undercover Note Takers, a secret government intelligence group that is fortunately better at espionage than at naming itself. From managing deceptive witches to bored aristocratic ladies, nothing is beyond Alice's capabilities. She has a steely composure and a plan always up her sleeve, alongside a dagger and an embroidered handkerchief. So when rumors of an assassination plot begin to circulate, she's immediately assigned to the case. But she's not working alone. Daniel Bixby, otherwise known as Agent B, and Alice's greatest rival, is given the most challenging undercover assignment of his life, pretending to be Alice's husband. Together, they will assume the identity of a married couple, infiltrate a pirate house party, and foil their unpatriotic plans. Determined to remain consummate professionals, Alice and Daniel must ignore the growing attraction between them, especially since acting on it might prove more dangerous than their target.
Now, you have read this whole series?
Yes.
Just one of the books
in the
series?
I've read the previous two books to this, and I just read them not too long ago, and they are ridiculousness. And I say that in the kindest term ever. Like, the whole storyline is just, it's silliness and nonsense combined with Victorian rules and flying houses and witches and magic. And it's just, it's all just silliness incarnate, in all honesty.
Yes.
And it's like, so when you're reading it, you have to come in because the tone is very, like, it has, like, they talk very serious, but the things they say are just absolute nonsense.
But this is the thing. That works when a piece of media knows that that's what it is.
Oh, yeah, that's what
and
it's going for.
It knows that that's what it is, and it is so okay with that. That's when it works, and it's just magic. It's magic when it knows it's goofy. It's magic when it knows that it's breaking all the rules. And, yeah, it sounds a little bit like some of the goofiness of the Amanda Quicks. I wonder I guess I need to get reading and see if I love it just as much.
Yeah, you should read it. I mean, you definitely have to. It took me a minute to get into the first book, which is the secret or the society, the Winchester Society, the Wisteria Society.
There you go.
That one, the Wisteria Society. And but then the next book is The Witch's One. That one's a lot more fun, I think, more because the characters have been established. The tone was more established. And I was also in the tone because the first book took me a moment because it started out and I was like, okay, I'm reading this. And I was like, oh, wait, this is silly. Oh, wait, this is nonsense. Oh, wait, this is hysterical. So, you know, it's a lot of hijinks and fun. And once you get into the tone, you can really get along with the story. I remember texting my friend who had suggested it. And I was like, this is nonsense. I love it.
Well, okay, another one to add to my list. And next on today's list is A Rogue's Rules for Seduction by Eva Lee. This is The Last Chance Scoundrels number 3, and this should come out on April 25th, 2023. After Dominic Kilburn left Lady Willa Ransom at the altar, she vowed never to reveal how badly she was hurt. Following a year abroad, Willa wants to move on with her life, so she accepts an invitation to a house party. She's determined to leave her humiliation behind, as well as the scorching attraction that she still feels for the man who jilted her. When dark secrets from his past surfaced right before his wedding, Dom knew he didn't deserve Willa, so he bolted. But he still burns for the only woman who ever claimed his heart. To escape the memories of all he lost, Dom heads to a friend's estate on an isolated Scottish isle. Yet one of the other guests is the very woman who haunts his every thought and makes him wish for the impossible. Thrown together by well-meaning family and friends, Willa and Dom try to resist the fiery pull between them. Soon the line between love and loathing begins to blur, and their attraction explodes. But Dom's past lurks at the edge of their rekindled passion, and Willa fears she'll be devastated all over again. Can these star-crossed lovers find their happily ever after, or will everything detonate a second time?
I'm really excited to read Dom's book. Poor Dom. He's been suffering. And they're supposed to get married within a year because of all the drama around the, like, ditching her at the altar. And, like, so Willa's two brothers who helped Dom escape the altar have now been paired in their own books, 1 and 2. And so now Willa's finally returned. And we have to see what happens between her and Dom.
It sounds exciting. I guess I should get reading that series too. I love how many great books there are. And I recently got the Libby app. So I have been just like eating up e-library books, and it's just changed my reading habits so intensely.
Fabulous. Also, Zoe and my new favorite author to read. We just discovered her. So this next book is How to Best a Marquess by Jana McGregor, The Widow Rules 3. And this will be out April 25th, 2023. Beth Howell needs to find her dowry post haste. After her good-for-nothing first husband married her, and to other women unbeknownst to them all, she's left financially ruined and relegated to living with her brother, who cares more for his horses than he does his blood relatives.
Wait. What's the problem with that?
Great question, Zoe. I don't actually know.
Okay, sorry. Moving on.
If Beth fails to acquire her funds, her brother will force her to marry someone 50 years her senior and missing half his teeth. She'd prefer to avoid that dreadful fate, but her now deceased husband, Murray, absconded with her money mere days after their illegitimate marriage. To find it, Beth will have to leave town and retrace Mary's steps if she's to take her future into her own hands. Julian Raleigh, Marquess of Grayson, cares not a whit for social norms and generally growls at anyone in his path. Grayson has a heart of stone ever since his engagement to Beth Howell went down in flames, long before she married that cad, Mary, and sealed her own fate for good. But now she's on his doorstep, asking for use of his carriage and accompaniment on the hunt to find her lost dowry. Surely Grayson cannot go on the road with the woman who has occupied his thoughts for the past decade. Yet knowing she needs him, how can he resist helping her this one last time? And maybe that's just enough time to change the ending of their over-too-soon love story.
I find this so interesting that this is a woman who, you know, her husband had two other wives. I think I looked into the series and saw that each book is one of the wives.
Yeah, so I was just reading it because I finished the last book I read and I didn't have anything immediately lined up to read. So I looked into this because I just finished the Cavisham books. And the first book is like the official wife, but then it finds out that he has two other wives and he's died and they're all like WTF because they all expected, you know, to be the only wife. And so now they have to figure out what they're doing next. So, and they become good friends.
And that reminds me so much of the Palace of Rogues series, where you have the wife and the mistress who become friends. I love that idea that these women who are like screwed over by a man don't hate each other, but instead become allies. That's so wonderful.
Yes. That's also similar to the premise in the sixth book of the Cavisham series, is there's a wife and a mistress. And that leads to a lot of heartache for her, but she can't fault the mistress for that. And so she and the mistress actually are like cohorts in a scheme to better women's lives.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes me want to read it a lot more because I didn't actually care that much about either of the characters that were in it.
It's quite good, actually.
Okay. Good to know. Good to know.
I won't spoil it for you.
I will queue it up on my Libby app. And actually, that brings us to the end of our list for today, which it's really good we decided to break this in half. I'm looking at the amount of time we're at for this episode. And so we will leave you with that. Hopefully there are lots of books that you want to pre-order. And if you do want to pre-order those books and support the show, you can check out our accompanying blog post, which will have links to purchase all of these books at Amazon. And one of these days, we'll also have some independent bookstore links. Sorry, we don't do that yet. If you support your independent bookstore, then we are so grateful for you. Thanks for doing that.
Absolutely. If you're interested, pre-order wherever you get books. We don't care.
Yes, let's just support books. That's what we're here for. So happy New Year, listeners. Thank you again so much for listening, for supporting us. Again, if you want to support us on Patreon, that's patreon.com/T as in Tom, N as in Nancy, Strumpets. And we will be back at you next time to finish up our list of the 23 historical romances in 2023 that we just can't wait for.
And may all your ever afters end happily.